everyone, we are Lara and Laura, and in today's True Crime Podcast, we are going to talk about the most fascinating case of a serial killer in America, the Zodiac Killer. This serial killer operated mainly in North California during the 60s and 70s. He has officially murdered five people, but it's believed the number is higher. His identity is still unknown.
Now I will tell you about the victims. The first two victims are David Arthur Frey and Betty Lou Jensen, killed in December 20th, 1978. They were teenagers who were parked in a car near Vallejo, California. The Zodiac Killer approached them and shot both victims. David was shot near the car, and Betty Lou was shot while trying to escape. The clue he left was the method and location, which matched the future attacks. The next victim was Darlene Elizabeth Ferrin, the 4th of July in 1979. She was sitting in her car while a male friend in Vallejo. The Zodiac Killer drove up, got up of his car, and shot into the vehicle. Darlene later died, but her friend survived. The clue he left was admitting their responsibility and giving details of the murder good known. The next victim was Cecilia Ann Sherpard, killed the 27th of September 1969. She was at the Lake Verseille with a friend. A masked man approached them, tied them up, and stabbed them. Cecilia later died from her injuries. The clue the killer left was the victim's car door, listing dates and locations from his victims, drawing the Zodiac symbol. The next one is Paul Lee Steen, killed the 11th of October 1979. He was working as a taxi driver in San Francisco. The killer shot him in the head while he was inside his taxi. Paul died at the scene. The letter the killer left was letters for the police. Okay, why those victims? Why they had in common? Most were young adults, teens or early 20s. May were couples alone in her cars or at parks. Most were randomly touched, not personally known by the killer. Some were shot, others stabbed, and showing different methods. The killer often left messages or symbols to show he committed the crime. Investigation. The police began a large investigation, but the Zodiac Killer was never identified. How he acted? The killer sent letters to newspapers and the police were admit the crimes. He included coded messages, some remain unsolved. He used a same Zodiac symbol to connect crimes, and he gave details in the letters, proved that the writer was the real killer.
There has been over 7,000 suspects over the years, but only less than 10 were credible for the police. Today, we're just going to talk about four. The first one, Ross Sullivan. He was born in 1941 in New York. He moved to California for high school, and he graduated there from high school and university. Just a few weeks before the murders started, he moved to the area of the murders. The evidence against him. He was closely linked to a murder while he was in university. People felt really uneasy around him. He is identical to the police sketch of the Zodiac Killer, and he studied about cryptography and handwriting. Second suspect, Earl Van Best Jr. He was born in 1934 in San Francisco. He became a suspect because of his son he had abandoned at an early age. His son did some research about him and found out that he lived very close from the area of the murders when they happened, and he looked identical to the killer. Third suspect, Gary Francis Post. He was born in 1937 in California, the evidence against him. He had the same scars as the Zodiac Killer in his face. He was a very violent person who went to jail before, and he lived really near to the area of the murders. And the last suspect, Arthur Leigh Allen, he was born in 1933, and he was the prime suspect of the Zodiac Killer, the evidence against him. As a kid, his mom told us he liked killing and torturing small animals and bugs. He went to jail 2 times for disturbing peace and molesting little kids. A surviving victim identified Allen as a killer, and another survivor victim identified him and his voice. Once he said to his friend that if he was a killer, he would do what the Zodiac Killer did. But the detail here is that he said this before the Zodiac Killer started killing. And he has the same birthday as the Zodiac Killers. The national and international impact the Zodiac Killer had. This incident scared people in the USA and mostly in California. His letters, ciphers, codes, etc. were sent to newspapers and to the police worldwide. And he influenced law enforcement methods to track serial killers. Why did he stop? Attacks stopped in 1970, but he still sent letters and codes to the police and newspapers. The reason is unknown. This mystery adds fascination to the case. And that's all for today's episode. I hope you like it.